Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're diving into the booming job market in clean energy. Specifically, what's on the horizon for 2025? We've got a great article from a staffing agency. It breaks down the hottest trends and opportunities, and it's predicting some serious growth. Think over 500,000 new clean energy jobs in the U.S. alone by 2030.
It really is a global shift, and those numbers, they just reflect the direct jobs created, the ripple effects on other industries. Those are going to be massive, too.
Okay. So before we get ahead of ourselves, I think it's important to make sure we're all on the same page about the terminology. We're using clean energy a lot, but how is that different from renewable energy? Sometimes it feels like people use them interchangeably.
Yeah, you're right. There is overlap. But it's a crucial distinction. Clean energy focuses on reducing emissions, while renewable, that's all about whether the source itself, you know, can be replenished. The classic example is nuclear power. It's clean because it doesn't produce greenhouse gases, but it's not renewable because uranium is finite.
Good point. It's like the difference between being tidy and actually having an endless supply of cleaning products. Yeah. So this deep dive is all about the jobs. They're coming from this push for cleaner energy sources. Why is 2025 such a pivotal year?
Well, our article highlights three main drivers that are converging to make 2025 a tipping point. First, we have legislation and incentives. Governments worldwide, they're enacting stricter climate policies and offering serious financial incentives for green projects. And that's creating a huge demand for workers to make those projects a reality.
It's like governments are finally putting their money where their mouth is.
Yeah.
And that money needs skilled hands to put it to work.
Exactly. And then you also have the corporate sustainability goals. So many companies are pledging to hit net zero emissions, which means massive investments in renewable energy. To meet those targets, that translates to a ton of new jobs across the board.
So it's not just a top-down push from governments, but businesses are realizing that sustainability, it isn't just good PR, it's good business.
Right. They're seeing the writing on the wall. Consumers care, investors care, yeah. And ultimately, it can impact their bottom line.
Right.
And the third driver, which is maybe the most exciting, is the pace of technological advancement. Breakthroughs in areas like battery storage, smart grids, and even recycling. These are creating whole new specialized roles that didn't even exist a few years ago.
Okay, let's dive into some of those specific jobs. The article mentions some classic clean energy roles that are already in high demand. Solar installers, wind turbine technicians, and geothermal engineers. These feel like the bread and butter of the industry right now.
They are, and their demand is only going up. Take solar installers, for example. As solar panels become more affordable and efficient, and as government incentives make them even more attractive, we're going to need an army of skilled installers to keep up with the demand.
I mean, what I find interesting is it's not just about putting panels on rooftops anymore. We're talking about larger scale solar farms, integrated systems for homes and businesses, even specialized applications like agrivoltaics, which combines solar panels with agriculture.
You're right. The scope of the work is expanding rapidly. And that means solar installers need a broader skill set than ever before. They need electrical and mechanical expertise, a deep understanding of safety regulations, and the ability to troubleshoot complex systems.
It's not just a job. It's a whole career path with lots of room for specialization and growth.
Absolutely. And then you have wind turbine technicians. We're talking about maintaining those massive turbines, often hundreds of feet in the air, exposed to the elements. It's a physically demanding job. That requires a unique blend of mechanical aptitude, electrical knowledge, and a head for heights.
And let's not forget the rise of offshore wind farms. That adds a whole other layer of complexity.
Right.
Dealing with the marine environment and specialized equipment.
Exactly. And then there's geothermal engineering, which is often overlooked, but has huge potential. It's not as visible as solar or wind, but it's a reliable and sustainable energy source that can provide both electricity and heating.
And it requires some serious expertise, right? We're talking about drilling deep into the earth, managing complex thermal systems, and dealing with unique geological challenges.
Yeah, it's a highly specialized field. It involves everything from site assessment and drilling operations to system design and maintenance. Geothermal engineers, they need a strong foundation in thermodynamics, geology, and fluid mechanics, just to name a few.
It seems like all of these classic clean energy jobs, they're rooted in traditional engineering and technical skills. But what about the new jobs, emerging as technology evolves?
That's where things get really interesting. The clean energy sector is changing so fast, and with that change comes a whole new set of in-demand skills.
The article highlights three areas where we're seeing a lot of action: battery technology and energy storage, grid modernization and smart infrastructure, and the broader role of sustainability in driving job creation. Let's start with batteries. It seems like everyone is talking about energy storage these days. Why is it so crucial?
Well, as we rely more on intermittent renewable sources, like solar and wind, we need efficient ways to store the energy they produce and make it available when the sun isn't shining or the wind isn't blowing. That's where batteries come in. They're the key to smoothing out those fluctuations and creating a stable and reliable grid.
It's like having a giant energy savings account that you can tap into whenever you need it.
Exactly. And it's not just about grid-scale storage. We're also seeing a huge increase in demand for batteries in electric vehicles, portable electronics, and even homes and businesses that want to become more energy independent.
So this demand for batteries is creating a surge in demand for specialists in various battery technologies. It's not just lithium ion anymore, right?
Right. We're seeing a lot of research and development in new battery chemistries, like solid state batteries, flow batteries, and even sodium ion batteries. Each of these technologies has its own advantages and challenges. And we need experts who understand the nuances of each to determine the best fit for different applications.
It feels like a whole new frontier is opening up, with tons of opportunities for innovation and specialization.
It absolutely is. And that's creating all sorts of new and exciting job roles. We need battery system engineers who can design and optimize energy storage systems for different applications, from small-scale residential systems to massive grid-scale installations.
And on the other end of the spectrum, we need battery recycling specialists to make sure that all these batteries are disposed of sustainably and that valuable materials are recovered.
You're hitting on a key point. Sustainability. It isn't just about the energy source itself, but the entire life cycle of the technologies we use. As the volume of batteries, solar panels, and other clean energy components grows, we need experts who can manage the end-of-life aspects and ensure that we're not creating new environmental problems.
It's like closing the loop on the clean energy cycle.
Exactly. And let's not forget the energy storage analysts, who play a vital role in integrating these massive storage systems into our existing power grids. They're the ones figuring out how to maximize efficiency, ensure grid stability, and manage the flow of energy in a way that balances supply and demand.
So if someone is interested in getting into the battery technology field, what kind of skills should they be focusing on?
Well, a strong foundation in STEM is essential. Chemistry and electrochemistry are crucial for understanding how batteries work at a fundamental level. But you also need expertise in areas like power electronics, control systems, and data analytics to design, operate, and optimize these systems.
It's a highly technical field, but it's also one with incredible growth potential. The global energy storage market, it's projected to grow by over 25% annually through 2030. Those are some serious numbers.
It's a phenomenal time to be in this field. The demand for skilled professionals is only going to increase as we transition to a cleaner, more sustainable energy future. Now, shifting gears to the second emerging trend, let's talk about grid modernization and smart infrastructure. As we add more renewable energy sources to the mix, our existing power grids are struggling to keep up.
It's like trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. Our current grids were designed for a different era, when large centralized power plants were the norm. They're not really equipped to handle the intermittent nature of renewable energy sources or the two-way flow of energy. That comes with things like rooftop solar panels and electric vehicles.
Exactly. We need to modernize our energy infrastructure to make it more flexible, efficient, and capable of handling the complexities of a decentralized energy system. That's where the concept of the smart grid comes in.
Okay, so break it down for me. What makes a grid smart?
A smart grid. It uses digital technologies and data analytics to optimize grid performance, improve reliability, and integrate renewable energy sources seamlessly. It involves things like advanced sensors, real-time monitoring systems, and intelligent control algorithms that can respond dynamically to changes in supply and demand.
It's like giving the grid a brain.
That's a great analogy. And this brain, it's made possible by a whole new set of specialized professionals. We need electrical grid analysts who can analyze grid performance, manage load distribution, and ensure that the integration of renewable energy doesn't disrupt the stability of the system.
Then we have smart grid developers who are working on the digital solutions that make all this possible. They're the ones designing and implementing the software, hardware, and communication systems that allow for real-time monitoring and control of the grid.
And as these grids become increasingly digital and interconnected, cybersecurity becomes paramount. We need cybersecurity experts who can protect these critical systems from cyber attacks and ensure that the flow of energy remains secure and reliable.
So it's a combination of traditional power systems engineering with cutting-edge IT and cybersecurity expertise.
Exactly. And it's creating job opportunities that are both challenging and incredibly rewarding. We're talking about using AI for predictive maintenance, blockchain for secure energy transactions, and machine learning for real-time grid optimization. It's the convergence of the energy sector with the digital revolution.
It's like the Wild West of the energy industry.
In a way, it is. It's a rapidly evolving field with tons of opportunities for innovation and creativity. So, we've covered the booming demand for solar installers, wind turbine technicians, and geothermal engineers, as well as the exciting new roles in battery technology, energy storage, and smart grid modernization.
But it's important to remember that sustainability drives job creation in ways that extend far beyond these specific roles.
That's right. The ripple effects of sustainability are being felt across industries, creating jobs in areas that you might not expect.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more about how sustainability is shaping the job market in these broader ways. The article highlights a couple of interesting areas: recycling workers for renewable energy systems, and the growing need for environmental technicians and air quality engineers.
Let's start with recycling. We're deploying more and more renewable energy systems, but what happens to those systems at the end of their life cycle? We're talking about solar panels, wind turbine blades, batteries, all of which need to be disposed of responsibly. That's where specialized recycling workers come in. They're tackling the complex task of processing and recycling the materials used in these systems.
I can imagine. It's not as simple as tossing a soda can into a recycling bin.
You're right. We're dealing with a mix of materials, some of which are hazardous. And we need to develop innovative recycling methods to handle them safely and efficiently. It's a growing field with huge potential for those who are interested in both environmental protection and technical challenges.
And it's a field that's only going to become more important as the volume of decommissioned renewable energy systems grows in the coming years.
Absolutely. It's a crucial part of creating a truly circular economy for clean energy. Now, the other area where sustainability is creating jobs is in environmental monitoring and compliance. Even though clean energy projects are inherently beneficial for the environment, they can still have localized impacts that need to be carefully managed.
I guess even clean energy isn't completely impact-free.
That's right. There can be impacts during the manufacturing, installation, or even decommissioning phases. That's where environmental technicians and air quality engineers come in. They're the ones on the ground, ensuring that clean energy projects are developed and operated in a way that minimizes their impact on surrounding ecosystems.
So they're like the environmental guardians of the clean energy transition, making sure that we're not just shifting the problem from one place to another.
Exactly. They conduct site assessments, monitor air and water quality, and ensure compliance with local and international environmental standards. They're the ones who make sure that the clean energy transition is truly sustainable and benefits both people and the planet.
That's a big responsibility. And it sounds like it requires a unique skill set, a combination of scientific knowledge, engineering expertise, and a deep understanding of environmental regulations.
It does. Finding people with that dual expertise can be challenging, but it also presents a great opportunity. For those who are passionate about both the environment and clean energy, it's a field that's ripe for growth. And the demand for skilled professionals is only going to increase as clean energy projects become more widespread.
So far, we've established that the clean energy job market is booming worldwide with a diverse range of roles, from the hands-on to the highly technical. But are there certain places where these jobs are particularly concentrated?
Absolutely. Some regions are emerging as clear leaders in the clean energy transition, and those are the places where we're seeing the most job creation. The article points to three key regions: North America, Europe, and the Asia-Pacific region. Each has its own unique strengths and areas of focus.
Okay. Let's start with North America. What's fueling the clean energy job boom in the U.S. and Canada?
Well, the U.S. has seen a huge surge in investment thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act, or IRA. This landmark legislation is pouring billions of dollars into renewable energy projects and creating a massive wave of job creation. And let's not forget that impressive projection we mentioned earlier, over 500,000 new clean energy jobs in the U.S. by 2030.
That's a serious economic boost on top of the environmental benefits. And are there specific sectors or regions within North America that are particularly hot?
Definitely. Solar, wind, and energy storage. Those are all booming sectors.
Yeah.
With Texas, California, and Ontario leading the way, Canada is also making significant strides, especially in provinces like Ontario and Quebec.
So North America is a major player in the clean energy game. Now, what about Europe? They've been ahead of the curve on renewable energy for a while now.
Europe has been a pioneer in clean energy adoption for decades, and they continue to push the boundaries. With ambitious climate goals and strong support for innovation, they're really setting the standard for the rest of the world.
Are there any particular sectors or regions that stand out in Europe?
Offshore wind is huge in Europe, especially along the North Sea coastlines. They have ideal conditions for harnessing wind energy, and they've invested heavily in the technology and infrastructure to make it a reality. We're also seeing significant investments in hydrogen energy and smart grids, with countries like Germany, the Netherlands, and Spain leading the charge.
And let's not forget their commitment to creating green jobs. Europe's Green Deal Initiative aims to generate over 1 million green jobs by 2027. They're really putting their money where their mouth is. When it comes to a sustainable future,
it's a bold vision, and they're well on their way to achieving it now. Shifting our focus to the Asia-Pacific region, we're seeing this area emerge as a renewable energy powerhouse.
I'm especially interested in what's happening in China and India. They are facing enormous energy demands as their economies grow, and they're both making major investments in renewable energy to meet those needs sustainably.
You're right. China has become a global leader in solar and wind power manufacturing, and they're making significant strides in hydroelectricity as well. In fact, China alone is projected to add nearly 600,000 renewable energy jobs annually over the next decade.
Wow. Those numbers are mind-boggling.
Okay.
It's clear that the clean energy job market is booming globally, with incredible opportunities in North America, Europe, and the Asia-Pacific region. But with all this growth comes a challenge: finding enough qualified professionals to fill all these roles. The article refers to this as the skills gap. It sounds like a major hurdle for the industry to overcome.
It is a significant challenge. We simply don't have enough people with the right training and experience to keep up with the rapid pace of growth. It's not just about the number of jobs. It's also about the specialized skills and knowledge required to succeed in these roles.
So, what are some of the solutions being proposed to address this skills gap? Seems like a complex issue that will require a multifaceted approach.
Absolutely. The article highlights several promising strategies. First, we need stronger partnerships between industry and academia. It's not enough for educational institutions to offer general STEM degrees. They need to work closely with industry partners to develop programs that align with the specific skills and knowledge that employers are looking for.
It's about creating a pipeline of job-ready graduates who can hit the ground running.
Exactly. We need more specialized training programs, certifications, and apprenticeships that provide hands-on experience and prepare students for the real-world challenges of working in the clean energy sector.
And it's not just about training new workers. There's also a huge opportunity to reskill and upskill workers from declining industries like oil and gas.
That's right. Many of the skills that oil and gas workers possess, like mechanical aptitude, problem-solving skills, and experience working in challenging environments, are transferable to clean energy roles. With the right training programs, these workers can become valuable assets in the growing clean energy sector.
It's about giving them a bridge to a new career path that aligns with the changing energy landscape. And it's not just up to industry and educational institutions to solve this problem. Governments also have a crucial role to play in closing the skills gap.
Absolutely. Governments can incentivize companies to invest in training programs, provide funding for workforce development initiatives, and create policies that support the growth of the clean energy sector. They can also play a role in raising awareness about the career opportunities in this field and encouraging more young people to pursue STEM education.
It sounds like a collaborative effort is needed to overcome the skills gap, involving industry, academia, and government working together to create a workforce that's ready to power the clean energy future.
Precisely. It's a complex challenge, but it's one that we can overcome with strategic planning, investment, and collaboration. And there's another critical aspect of workforce development in the clean energy sector that we need to address: gender diversity.
You're right. Historically, the energy industry has been a male-dominated field, and that needs to change. It's not just about social equity. It's about tapping into the full potential of our workforce.
Exactly. Diversity brings new perspectives, ideas, and approaches to problem solving, leading to more innovative solutions and a stronger industry overall. We need more women in leadership roles and technical positions, and at all levels of the clean energy sector.
Yeah. What are some of the specific strategies that can be employed to promote gender diversity in clean energy staffing?
One important approach is to create mentorship programs that connect experienced women in the field with those who are just starting their careers. Mentorship can provide valuable guidance, support, and encouragement, helping women navigate the challenges of working in a male-dominated industry and build successful careers.
It's about creating a network of support and role models.
Exactly. And we need to do more to encourage young girls to pursue STEM education. This involves challenging stereotypes, highlighting the achievements of women in STEM fields, and providing opportunities for girls to engage in hands-on science and engineering activities from a young age.
It's about sparking their curiosity and showing them that STEM careers are exciting and rewarding, regardless of gender.
Absolutely. And companies need to make a conscious effort to create inclusive workplace cultures that support women and other underrepresented groups. This means offering flexible work arrangements, providing opportunities for professional development, and ensuring that hiring and promotion practices are fair and equitable.
It's about creating an environment where everyone feels valued, respected, and empowered to succeed.
Exactly. Gender diversity is not just a nice to have, it's a business imperative. Companies that embrace diversity are more innovative, more adaptable, and more successful in the long run.
So far, we've focused on some of the more established and well-known clean energy technologies and job roles. But the field is constantly evolving, and there are some truly groundbreaking innovations on the horizon that are shaping the future of the clean energy job market.
That's right. The pace of innovation in this sector is remarkable, and it's creating a whole new wave of exciting career opportunities.
The article mentions some fascinating examples, including hydrogen energy and fuel cells, floating solar farms, and carbon capture, utilization, and storage, or CCUS.
These are game-changing technologies with the potential to revolutionize the way we produce, store, and use energy.
Okay, let's start with hydrogen. Seems like it's getting a lot of buzz these days. Why is hydrogen considered such a promising energy source?
Well, hydrogen has several key advantages. First, it's incredibly versatile. It can be used to generate electricity, power vehicles, heat homes and businesses, and even produce industrial chemicals.
That's a real multitasker.
It is. And unlike fossil fuels, when hydrogen is burned, the only byproduct is water. So it's a clean energy source with the potential to significantly reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And importantly, we can produce hydrogen from renewable sources like solar and wind power, creating a truly sustainable energy cycle.
So we're not talking about the old school methods of producing hydrogen from fossil fuels. This is green hydrogen produced using clean energy sources.
Exactly. And that's driving a whole new wave of job creation. We need hydrogen production specialists who can manage the electrolyzer systems that split water molecules into hydrogen and oxygen using renewable electricity. We need fuel cell engineers who can design and build the devices that convert hydrogen back into electricity cleanly and efficiently.
And as the hydrogen economy scales up, we'll need a whole infrastructure to support it, right?
Absolutely. We'll need pipelines to transport hydrogen, storage facilities to hold it, and distribution networks to deliver it to consumers. All of this requires a skilled workforce, from engineers and technicians to project managers and safety inspectors.
It sounds like a whole new industry is springing up around hydrogen.
It is, and it's an industry with enormous growth potential. According to some estimates, the global hydrogen economy could create over 700,000 new jobs by 2030.
Now, that's a career path worth exploring.
Okay.
Let's move on to another fascinating innovation. Floating solar farms. The name itself conjures up some pretty cool imagery. What exactly are we talking about here?
Imagine massive arrays of solar panels, not on land, but floating on the surface of lakes, reservoirs, or even the ocean. It sounds futuristic, but it's a technology that's rapidly gaining traction around the world.
Why would we put solar panels on water? Isn't land a more obvious choice?
In many places, especially densely populated areas, land availability for large-scale solar projects is limited. Floating solar farms offer a clever solution by utilizing otherwise unproductive space. Plus, they have some added benefits. They can help reduce water evaporation from reservoirs, which is particularly important in water-scarce regions.
So it's a win-win for both energy production and water conservation. But what about the practical challenges? I imagine installing and maintaining solar panels on water is a lot different than doing it on land.
It definitely requires specialized skills. We need marine solar installers who can handle the unique challenges of working in aquatic environments. They need to be comfortable working on boats, understand water safety protocols, and be able to install and secure solar panels on floating platforms.
And I imagine the structural engineering involved is quite complex too.
Absolutely. We need engineers who can design floating platforms that can withstand waves, currents, and extreme weather conditions, while also ensuring that the solar panels are optimally positioned to capture sunlight. And then there's the ongoing maintenance. We'll need underwater divers to inspect the systems, clean the panels, and make any necessary repairs.
It sounds like a fascinating blend of renewable energy expertise with marine engineering and diving skills.
It is. And as the global floating solar market grows, which is projected to happen at a compound annual rate of 24% through 2030, the demand for these specialized skills will only increase. Now, let's talk about another technology that's often mentioned alongside renewable energy: carbon capture, utilization, and storage, or CCUS. This one feels a little more complex. Can you break it down for me?
Sure. CCUS is a suite of technologies designed to capture carbon dioxide emissions from industrial processes, like power plants or cement factories, before they're released into the atmosphere.
So, instead of letting those emissions contribute to climate change, we're capturing them and either storing them safely underground or finding ways to use them in other applications. It's like giving those emissions a second life.
It's kind of like cleaning up the mess after the fact, rather than preventing it in the first place.
You could think of it that way. While the ultimate goal is to reduce emissions at the source, CCUS provides a way to mitigate the climate impact of industries that are difficult or expensive to decarbonize completely in the short term.
Okay, I'm starting to get it. But what does this have to do with jobs? What kind of roles are involved in the CCUS process?
We need carbon capture engineers who can design and operate the systems that extract CO2 from those industrial emission streams. And then, once we've captured that CO2, we need geological storage experts who can identify and evaluate suitable underground formations for storing it safely and permanently.
We're not just capturing it, we're putting it away for good.
Exactly. It's like creating a giant underground vault for CO2. But it's not just about storage. We also need CO2 utilization specialists who can develop innovative ways to use that captured carbon to create valuable products. This could involve things like converting it into fuels, building materials, or even chemicals.
It's like turning a waste product into a resource.
Precisely. And with growing global interest in CCUS technologies, the industry is expected to boom in the coming years, creating thousands of jobs across engineering, project management, environmental monitoring, and more.
So far, we've mainly been talking about clean energy developments in developed economies like the U.S. and Europe. Mm-hmm. But what about the role of clean energy in developing economies?
That's an incredibly important point. The clean energy transition is a global phenomenon, and developing countries are playing a crucial role, often leading the way in terms of innovation and adoption.
What's driving this growth in clean energy in these regions?
Well, many developing countries face significant challenges with energy access. Millions of people still lack access to reliable electricity. And clean energy, particularly off-grid solar solutions, offers a cost-effective and sustainable way to address this issue.
It's about bringing clean energy to those who need it most.
Exactly. And beyond energy access, many developing countries are looking to diversify their economies and move away from dependence on fossil fuels. Investing in clean energy can create new industries, generate jobs, and reduce their vulnerability to volatile global energy markets.
It's a smart strategy for both economic and environmental sustainability.
It is, and we're seeing a surge in foreign direct investment into clean energy projects in these regions, which is further fueling growth and job creation.
What kind of job opportunities are being created in these markets?
Well, we're seeing a lot of activity in areas like mini-grid development, which involves creating small-scale, localized energy systems to power communities that are not connected to the main electricity grid. This is especially important in remote or rural areas where extending the traditional grid is too expensive or challenging.
It's about bringing power to the people, literally.
Exactly. We also need a lot of skilled solar technicians to install and maintain rooftop solar systems, both for residential and commercial use. And there's a growing need for training coordinators who can empower local communities to operate and maintain their own clean energy systems.
It's about creating a sustainable and locally driven approach to energy development.
That's right. But working in clean energy and developing economies also presents unique challenges. For example, there's often a limited pool of locally trained professionals which means international companies working on these projects need to invest heavily in on-the-job training and skills development.
And cultural and language barriers can also add complexity to the process.
Definitely. It requires sensitivity, adaptability, and a willingness to learn from and collaborate with local communities. But it's also incredibly rewarding work. You get to be part of a movement that's not just about reducing emissions, but also about improving lives and empowering communities.
Speaking of empowering technologies, let's talk about how digitalization is transforming the renewable energy sector. It seems like every industry is being disrupted by digital technologies, and clean energy is no exception.
Digitalization is having a profound impact on every aspect of the clean energy sector, from the way renewable energy systems are designed and monitored, to how they're managed and integrated into the grid.
Can you give me some specific examples of the digital tools that are driving this transformation?
Sure. One area where we're seeing a lot of innovation is in the use of IoT-enabled devices. These devices, equipped with sensors and communication capabilities, can collect vast amounts of real-time data on the performance of renewable energy systems.
So, instead of relying on manual inspections and guesswork, we can use data to get a much more granular and accurate picture of how these systems are operating.
Exactly. And with that data, we can do amazing things. We can use AI algorithms to predict potential problems and perform preventative maintenance, reducing downtime and extending the lifespan of these systems. We can optimize the performance of solar and wind farms, maximizing energy output and minimizing costs.
And it's not just about individual systems. It seems like digital technologies are also playing a key role in managing the grid as a whole, especially as we integrate more and more renewable energy sources.
Absolutely. Energy management platforms are becoming increasingly sophisticated, allowing utilities and grid operators to aggregate data from various sources, like smart meters, weather forecasts, and energy storage systems. With this data, they can optimize energy flows, balance supply and demand, and ensure grid stability, even with the fluctuating nature of renewable energy sources.
It's like giving the grid a real-time view of what's happening across the entire network, allowing it to respond intelligently and dynamically to changes in conditions.
That's a great way to put it. But this digital transformation is also having a significant impact on the clean energy job market. It's creating a demand for new skills and expertise in areas like data analytics, software development, and cybersecurity.
So it's not just about traditional engineering roles anymore. We need people who can bridge the gap between the physical world of energy systems and the digital world of data and software.
Exactly. We need data scientists who can analyze the vast amounts of data generated by smart energy systems and extract meaningful insights. We need IoT developers who can design and maintain the connected devices that make all of this possible. And we need cybersecurity experts who can protect these increasingly digital and interconnected systems from cyber attacks.
It's another example of how the clean energy transition is not just about changing the way we generate energy, but also about changing the way we work and the skills we need to succeed.
Absolutely. It's a time of tremendous change and opportunity, and those who are willing to adapt and embrace new technologies will be well positioned for success in the clean energy job market.
And speaking of adapting to change, we can't talk about clean energy jobs without addressing the rise of electric mobility, the electric vehicle, or EV. Revolution is well underway, and it's having a significant impact on the clean energy sector.
The connection might not be immediately obvious, but it's crucial. As more and more people switch to electric vehicles, the demand for electricity to power those vehicles will increase dramatically.
And if we want those EVs to be truly sustainable, we need to make sure they're being charged with clean, renewable electricity.
Exactly. And that's creating a whole new set of job opportunities related to the intersection of electric mobility and clean energy.
Like what? Give me some examples of the jobs that are emerging from this convergence.
We need a massive expansion of charging infrastructure to support the growing fleet of EVs. This means we need a lot more skilled charging station installers who can set up and maintain charging stations in homes, businesses, and public locations. And we need electrical engineers who can design and build the electrical infrastructure to support all of those charging stations.
It's not as simple as just plugging your car into any old outlet.
Right. EV charging requires specialized equipment and a robust electrical grid to handle the increased load.
And it's not just about the physical infrastructure. We also need to make sure that our electricity grids can handle the increased demand from EV charging, especially during peak hours.
You're right. Grid integration specialists are crucial in this regard. they're responsible for ensuring, that the increased load from EV charging can be managed effectively without destabilizing the grid. They're also working on innovative solutions like smart charging, which involves coordinating EV charging with renewable energy production to maximize efficiency and minimize strain on the grid.
Sounds like a complex balancing act.
It is. And then there's the ongoing research and development. To improve the performance of EV batteries, we need batteries with higher energy density, faster charging times, and longer lifespans. That's where battery engineers and material scientists come in. They're working on the cutting edge of battery technology, developing new chemistries and designs to power the next generation of electric vehicles.
It's amazing to see how the automotive industry and the energy industry are converging as a result of the EV revolution.
It's a fascinating convergence, and it's creating new job opportunities and career paths that didn't exist just a few years ago. We're seeing collaboration between automakers, utilities, renewable energy companies, and tech companies as they work together to build a future powered by clean electric transportation.
And this collaboration isn't just happening in the technical and operational aspects of the industry. It's also happening in the realm of policy and advocacy. As governments around the world set ambitious climate targets and implement policies to promote clean energy and electric mobility, there's a growing need for professionals who can navigate the complex world of policy development and advocacy.
That's right. We need people who understand the science, the technology, the economics, and the policy landscape of the clean energy transition.
So we're not just talking about engineers and technicians anymore. We're also talking about policy analysts, sustainability consultants, economists, lawyers, and communication specialists who are working to shape the future of the clean energy transition.
Exactly. These professionals play a crucial role in translating scientific research and technological advancements into concrete policies and regulations that can drive real change.
What kind of skills are in demand for these policy and advocacy roles?
A deep understanding of energy markets and regulatory frameworks is essential. They also need excellent communication and negotiation skills to work effectively with a diverse range of stakeholders, from government officials and industry representatives to community groups and environmental organizations.
And it's not just about knowing the technical details, right? They also need to be able to communicate the benefits of clean energy and electric mobility to the public in a compelling and persuasive way.
That's a crucial aspect of their work. They need to be able to build consensus, inspire action, and create a shared vision of a cleaner, more sustainable future.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today, from the nuts and bolts jobs like solar installers and wind turbine technicians, to the cutting-edge fields of battery technology, smart grids, and hydrogen energy.
It's been a fascinating journey through the dynamic landscape of the clean energy job market.
And the takeaway is clear. This sector is booming. And it's not just for engineers and scientists anymore. There are opportunities for people with a wide range of skills, backgrounds, and interests.
Exactly. And perhaps the most exciting thing about this sector is that it's not just about making a living, it's about making a difference.
You get to work on solutions that address one of those pressing challenges of our time, climate change. You get to be part of a movement that's creating a cleaner, healthier, and more sustainable future for all of us.
And as the clean energy transition gains momentum, the demand for skilled professionals will only continue to grow. The article we've been discussing highlights that clean energy jobs are projected to grow at an average rate of 11% annually, which is significantly faster than the overall job market.
Those are some compelling numbers.
They are. Whether you're interested in hands-on technical work, research and development, policy and advocacy, or something in between, there's a place for you in the clean energy revolution.
And as we've seen, it's not just about specific job titles, it's about a mindset, a way of thinking about the world, and our role in creating a more sustainable future.
That's a great point. Even if you're not directly working in the clean energy sector, you can still apply the principles of sustainability to your own work and make a positive impact.
So for our listener, what's the key takeaway from this deep dive?
The key takeaway is that the clean energy job market is booming. And it's not just for engineers and scientists anymore. There are opportunities for people with a wide range of skills and interests. And the potential for growth and innovation is immense if you're looking for a career that's both challenging and rewarding, and one that allows you to make a real difference in the world. The clean energy sector is definitely worth exploring.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This deep dive has been incredibly informative and inspiring. But before we wrap things up, I want to leave our listener with something to really think about. We've talked a lot about specific clean energy jobs, but I'm wondering about the bigger picture. How will this massive shift toward cleaner energy impact jobs in other industries that aren't directly related to clean energy?
That's a great question, and one that a lot of people are grappling with. The ripple effects of the clean energy transition will be felt across the entire economy, creating both challenges and opportunities.
Can you give me some examples?
Think about the transportation sector. As we move toward electric vehicles, there will be a decline in demand for traditional mechanics who specialize in... Absolutely. The key is to be aware of these shifts, to be adaptable, and to be willing to embrace new opportunities. For our listener, I think the challenge is to consider how the clean energy transition might impact their own field, even if it seems unrelated at first glance.
So, think about your skills, your interests, and the trends we've discussed today. Could your skills be applied in a new way? Are there opportunities to leverage your expertise to contribute to the sustainability efforts of your company or community?
Those are the questions to ask yourself, because ultimately, the clean energy transition isn't just about creating new jobs. It's about transforming our entire economy and creating a more sustainable future for all of us.
Well said. This deep dive has been a real eye-opener for me. I'm definitely feeling inspired to explore how I can be a part of this exciting movement.
Me too. And I hope our listener feels the same way.
If you're feeling inspired and want to learn more about clean energy careers, there are tons of resources available online.
You can check out websites like, insert relevant website 1 and insert relevant website 2 to explore different career paths, learn about the skills and education required, and find job postings.
And don't underestimate the power of networking. Reach out to people who are already working in the clean energy sector. Attend industry events, connect on LinkedIn, and engage in online forums and discussions.
The clean energy community is full of passionate and knowledgeable people who are eager to share their experiences and insights. You never know what opportunities might arise from a simple conversation or connection.
So, to sum it all up, the clean energy job market is booming. It's diverse, it's impactful, and it's full of possibilities, whether you're just starting your career or looking for a change. The clean energy sector has something to offer everyone.
It's an exciting time to be a part of this movement, and we encourage everyone to explore how they can contribute to building a cleaner, more sustainable future.
Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive. We hope you've enjoyed this exploration of the clean energy job market and that you're feeling inspired to make a difference.
Until next time, keep learning, keep exploring, and keep pushing for a brighter future.